Local business Farm Choice is a Harrisonburg staple that's been serving Valley farmers and animal owners for 33 years. Owner Phil Liske built the business from the ground up. When it became clear that the COVID-19 pandemic was going to fundamentally change the way business operated, Liske knew he had to innovate quickly. Farm Choice is considered an essential business under Governor Northam's state of emergency. They provide food and nutrition to a range of animals and livestock. They knew they had to stay open, but they wanted to protect their customers and team members from getting sick.
We basically started with our road signage that we offer curb service as an option so that people that had concerns could call the store and give us their credit card over the phone, give us their order, and we'd have it on the porch. And when they arrive, we load it for them.
Liske says his group of 8 employees are thankful to be able to continue working as the national unemployment rate skyrockets to historic levels in the wake of the coronavirus. Liske is one of the many Valley small business owners who have had to drastically overhaul how they do business in the face of the pandemic. Andrea Dono is the executive director at Harrisonburg Downtown Renaissance, or HDR. She says businesses have had to embrace no-touch customer service and new ways of reaching customers to stay in business.
Everyone's trying to figure out how they can still try and engage with customers in some way. You know, knowing that people are looking for mostly a low or no-touch interaction, but a lot of folks in the area really do want to support small businesses. They just have different levels of comfort regarding what that could look like. So, you know, some businesses are doing a lot more online. Others that never did delivery before are doing it now.
Other small business owners decided not only to stay in business, but to pay it forward and help others going through difficult times. Tim Brady, one of the owners of Pale Fire Brewing, realized early during the stay-at-home order that the tap room had a lot of refrigerator and open-air space for a possible food pantry. He partnered with Cisco of Virginia, a food services company, Digital Minerva, a website design and marketing firm, and HDR to start Pale Fire Helps, a pop-up food bank for those affected in the local food service industry.
We ask that anybody in the restaurant industry or the food service industry just bring a pay stub or some way of showing that they're in the industry. Ideally, they bring a reusable bag, but if they don't have one, we've got bags on premise that they can use. And basically, they can come in. There's a wide variety of goods, and we just ask that they limit it to one bag of food per day. They can return, but you know, the idea is not to hoard. So if you grab a bag of food one day, come back the next day, grab another bag of food, you know, we just hope it makes a difference.
Brady said the partnership and program are so successful, other breweries across Virginia started their own helps pantries in their communities, using Pale Fire Helps as the template. Other local business owners have also pivoted to help others in the community. Magpie Diner started Magpie and Friends Market, a drive-through pantry for those seeking food assistance. And Jeff Gwynn at the market is producing 3D face shields for Centara hospital workers and enlisting a team of makers around the country to help. Brian Schull is the Economic Development Director for the City of Harrisonburg. He says that small businesses need to continue to reach out to the Business Support Task Force that has been created to help local businesses.
Please try to hang in there. Know that we are here to try to help any way we can. It's going to take a concerted effort by all of us, so please try not to be overwhelmed. Reach out to different groups in the task force. We are all here trying to pull together and help where we can.
I think the underlying message is that despite all the things that we're going through, you know, in our own lives and watching what's happening in our community, there's a lot of people who are like, I'm going to do everything I can to find a way to bring us out of this. And whether it's working 15-hour days or, you know, writing a review for their favorite businesses, contributing to a GoFundMe, or designing and building or sewing masks. I mean, everyone's finding their niche to get through this. And that's the coolest thing, right?
For WMRA News, I'm Bridget Manley.